This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate passed the $500 billion five-year farm bill last night on a vote of 66 to 27. It now goes to the House. The Senate package makes a big change to the government's crop insurance program. In it, there's a new test for how wealthy a farmer is, so the more upscale families in the agriculture business would get a smaller subsidy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Right now, if you're a farmer and you buy crop insurance, the government pays about 60% of your premium, no matter how much money you make. The Senate bill says if you have adjusted gross income over $750,000, the government will chop your crop insurance subsidy by 15%. Scott Faber is a lobbyist with the Environmental Working Group.
And it starts to apply the same sorts of limits to crop insurance subsidies that we have traditionally applied to other farm subsidies.
Harwood Schaefer is a farm policy researcher at the University of Tennessee. He worries the means testing could lead some farmers to go without insurance.
So, yeah, there are people that are big enough and have enough assets to carry them through. And at some level, they will go bare.
Or Schaefer says they could decide not to shake off their insurance coverage and reorganize their farms so they fall below the $750,000 income limit. There's nothing in the Senate bill to prevent that. And by the way, there's no means testing at all in the farm bill being considered by the House. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.